Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Sandra. Can I speak with the supervisor, please?
Yes, sir. Well, I need to pull up your account first and get some information. Can I have your account number?
3737-7800-001. And it's sad I've memorized it because I've had to call so much.
Oh, I do apologize, sir. You were speaking a little too fast for me. Could you repeat that?
Sure. It's 3737-7800-001.
Thank you, sir. That's 3737-7800-001.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir.
I've had to call so much that I've memorized that number.
I do apologize, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold and pull up that order for you. Thank you for honing for me, sir. Can you verify your name and address?
John Smith, 941 Downing Place. Smith Station, Alabama, 36877.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, sir. And it shows that this is the DC Chess Collection?
That is correct.
Yes, sir. And it did provide me with a message that the Bane is out of stock.
That's not what I was calling in reference to this time around.
Yes, sir. I just had to inform you.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Your warehouse is supposedly closed. Your warehouse is not shipping, according to the story I get. Yet when I called Thursday past, so a week ago, I was told, oh, yes, you will have a shipment go out on the 24th to the warehouse for shipment because we skipped Red Robin in Bane. Bane, Hush, Huntress, and I believe it was Batwing. We're all supposed to go out because they were in stock. Well, if you're not doing any shipments till next month due to inventory, then how was Bane in stock on Thursday and out of stock now? Where did he go?
Yes.
The more likely, and I'm not trying to be ugly about this, but the more likely, and I have, I left it at home, but I can pull it up on my phone and give them, but the more likely explanation is, once again, I have been told an untruth, and that's being polite. One of many I have been told by this company, and apparently I'm not the only one, according to your Google reviews. So I called last Thursday. I'm asking to talk to a supervisor. I called last Thursday. It is currently 2 o'clock in London. I'm assuming your corporate office is going to close in the next 3 hours. I gave you a deadline. I want to hear from somebody today before that damn office closes. And if I don't, then I'm going to figure out how to get in touch with that office. And if I have to go to all that aggravation, then I'm going to want somebody's job because I am tired of being lied to. And that, I mean, you can sugarcoat however you want to, but that's what's happening. I'm being lied to, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of the inept operations. You've got a 1.9 star in Google reviews. The Google reviews you have are absolutely horrible. Not shipping merchandise, lying about it, giving false tracking information. I mean, the list goes on and on to the point to where I'm fairly certain, and there have been several people that have made complaints to their Better Business Bureaus. Here's the thing. The Better Business Bureau does not have any teeth. It doesn't have any authority to do anything. However, I know from my work experience, the Federal Trade Commission does. And they can be vicious. So I wish to speak to the supervisor now, because before that office closes across the pond, I need to hear from someone today. This is about the fifth time I've asked for a call from corporate, and I don't know if you're hiding it from corporate and they don't know what's going on over here or not, but I'm going to find out.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for you for what's going on for you, but let me get you transferred over to a supervisor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line.
Absolutely.